Some words from the gospel reading for today. And a voice came from heaven. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. What, if anything, do you remember about your baptism? Well, if you were baptized as an adult, you might recall some of the highlights. Perhaps you might remember those who attended your baptism. You might remember how you were baptized, perhaps what was said to you, and perhaps your responses to the questions about living a faithful life of a committed Christian. But if you were baptized as a child, like many in our Christian tradition, your ideas about your baptism may come from family stories. And I know that in our family, we have lots of family stories about baptisms. They might come from your baptismal certificate, some photos perhaps, and other images. From my baptism certificates and other documents, I am aware of the date of my baptism. I know the presiding clergy. I knew who were my godparents, and I certainly knew the Anglican Church where I was baptized in the Diocese of the Northeastern Caribbean and Aruba. Of course, family stories have also filled in other gaps in my own baptism story. How about your baptism story? What do you remember about your baptism, if anything? What are your own images of your baptism? Chances are, you would be in a similar situation if you were baptized as an infant, as this has been the experience of many Christians. For a moment, however, imagine that you are in the crowd at the Jordan River, where Jesus was baptized over 2,000 years ago. And as Jesus was praying, his baptism was affirmed as a time to rejoice. The gospel reading for today takes us to that point of affirmation, to that point of confirmation of Jesus as the Son of God. And as Luke tells us, the people had been asking questions. And I would imagine that all who were baptized by John the Baptist were convinced by his preaching and were ready. They were ready to make the commitment. We know from the reading that Jesus was then baptized. But as he was praying, the Holy Spirit appeared in the form of a dove. And at this sacred moment, a voice proclaimed Jesus as the honored Son. This divine approval of Jesus sent an important signal as he started his earthly ministry, as the announcement to the witnesses clarified the identity of the one who had been baptized. This also gave credibility to and emphasized John's earlier teaching, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. And we recognize that as verse 16 of Luke chapter 3. Some scholars and theologians have suggested that this moment, the baptism of Jesus, marked the transition from the ministry of John to the ministry of Jesus, because Jesus' baptism is seen as his anointing for his earthly ministry as a Son of God. We know, however, that as John fades out of the picture, our attention is drawn to what is not in the gospel reading for today. Because you might have noticed that the reading omitted verses 18 to 20 of Luke chapter 3. And it is in these verses that Luke reminds us that John's teachings brought him into conflict with the authorities. And this led eventually to his death. Today, however, we are reminded about the role of John the Baptist in the mission of Jesus as the Son of God. From Scripture, we know that John had always warned the people that he was not the Messiah. And Luke made it clear that John was called to be a messenger who identified Jesus as the one for whom he was preparing the way. We also learned that Jesus came to John to be baptized by him. And it was a public event with all the other people being baptized. This public baptism, as part of a gathering, points to Jesus' humanity and his humility in service to others. We too are encouraged to open our hearts for Christ to come into our lives and to lead others to him. So, my friends, as we focus on the baptism of Jesus, we are also aware that there are some common questions about baptism which people often ask. And you might have heard some of these questions, or probably asked some of these questions yourself. What is baptism? Why baptism? Is baptism necessary for a faithful life? Can we be Christian if we do not get baptized? And what form of baptism is the right one? These are all important questions which we will not be answering in its entirety today. But I want to share with you a short paraphrase from a publication by Canon Dr. John Hill, an Anglican priest, theologian, and an academic. And in his booklet, his publication, Thinking About Baptism, this is a paraphrase of what he wrote. Baptism is a symbol, the sacrament of entrance into the life of the church. It is for those who decide to follow Christ in the fellowship of the church, which is a symbol of God's visible presence in the world. That's a summary of some ideas by Canon Dr. John Hill. From the reading today, we note that Luke does not describe the form of baptism, only that the people and Jesus were baptized. Granted, there are reasons for the choices made in the form of baptism by water, whether it is by pouring the water, whether it is by sprinkling the water, or whether it's full immersion into the water. But does it really matter? One might argue that it does not really matter as long as the baptism is by water. There are many perspectives on that. Similarly, we are told that Jesus prayed. And perhaps this is a strong indication that the details of the prayer are not as important as the fact that he had a conversation with the Father. So, my friends, let us just pray to God. We don't have to wait until we can figure out the right words to pray. More importantly, let us take the time to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. So as the beginning of Jesus' public ministry is announced, I share these thoughts for your consideration. First of all, the baptism of Jesus was a significant step in fulfilling his earthly mission, because he identified with us as human. Secondly, by endorsing and accepting the sacrament of baptism, Jesus was setting an example for us to follow. Because it is clear that Jesus did not need to be baptized. And thirdly, the appearance of the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove showed that God's plan of salvation for the world was focused and is still focused on the ministry of Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but I am not aware of any dramatic happening or occurrence at my baptism. I was not told anything like that, except some rumors in the family that I did not really fully accept water being poured on my forehead. But I cannot substantiate that one way or the other. Those are just rumors in the family. I have not had any recognizable divine affirmation that the course of my life is pleasing to God. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've had any affirmation. But what we do know is that God offers us his love. So let us persevere in our baptismal commitment. And in these familiar words from our prayer book and other sources, let us continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship. Let us proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. And let us seek and serve Christ in all persons. And may we follow the example of our Lord's humble service to others. And let us hear God's affirmation to all the faithful. You are my child. I am pleased with you. And to this we say, thanks be to God. Amen.